Join the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
The conversation now is around electric vehicles. Why are South Africans not buying them? The numbers are alarmingly small. We seem to be way behind the curve on electric vehicles. And, in parenthesis, we're also behind the curve in manufacturing electric vehicles because the government has been very tardy in developing a policy framework for their manufacture to do with tariffs, import duties, all kinds of things. It's a complicated subject. But we were talking earlier. I took some of your calls. I'd like to take more of them, WhatsApps and voice notes, 072-567-1567, calls 021-446-0567. If you have purchased an electric car, found it satisfactory, had any issues, barriers, if you decided not to buy one, tell me why. It's a very important conversation. I'm joined now by Chad Luckoff, who's the motoring content creator and producer at Auto Trader South Africa. Chad, a very good afternoon to you. The numbers are pretty slender. I know they're increasing, but we have sold very, very few electric vehicles in South Africa.
Good afternoon, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. We are one of the smaller markets, but we definitely are a growing market. NAMSA reported figures of over 1,000% growth year on year. So the numbers are definitely increasing, but as you did state a little earlier, they are rather behind the curve where the rest of the world is.
1,000%, but on a fairly low base. We're talking in the hundreds, aren't we?
Well, I mean, that went, admittedly, it went from about 90. I know the 2020 to 2021 numbers ran from about 90 units, just over 300 units for 2021, and then from that roughly 300 units to nearly 3,000 units in 2021 to 2022 in the last year. So there is an increase. The uptake is a little slower, but we do have a couple of unique challenges locally, and we tend to be very stoic and stubborn in our approach to things as South Africans.
I presume Eskom is one issue.
The misconception around Eskom, I think that's the large one. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of doubt from the buying public, and it's largely just based on a lack of education. And a lot of that can be sorted if the government were to embrace it and get behind and to, you know, get their butts in gear, so to speak, to embrace this and to promote it and make it something that is a little more commonplace. Eskom has the capacity. The individual entities, whether it be shopping centres, malls, filling stations and the like, their individual power supply and the power that they're supplied, that sometimes comes into question. But Eskom as a whole has the capabilities and the capacity to actually support charging. If everybody were to switch it on all at the same time and start plugging their cars in at exactly 8 a.m. in the morning, yes, then there's going to be a bit of a concern. And it was the same concern that the UK had at tea time in the lunch break or in the tea breaks during the commercials of the soapies when everybody quickly jumped up to go and switch on their kettles. There was a massive drain on the grid just because of the instantaneous use. That is a little bit of a concern. But current infrastructure is actually there to support it.
How long roughly does it take to charge an electric vehicle? I haven't got a clue. How long does it have to be plugged in for?
Well, that largely depends. So you get a variety of charges, and it's very much the same as what you would get with either a laptop or a cell phone. You know, if you're using a bit of an off-brand charger, it's going to take a little bit longer. But if you've got a fast charger available for your phone, then it's going to do it rather quickly. So it can take anywhere from, and it all depends on the battery size as well. You know, how big is that bucket that you're trying to fill? Are you trying to fill a bathtub or are you trying to fill a wine glass? If you've got a smaller battery, it's going to naturally not take as long to charge it. And the larger the stream of current you can put into the battery, the quicker it's going to take to charge. So the slowest you're going to get on average is probably about 24 to 27 hours that it takes, but that is with essentially a trickle charger. And that same battery would be able to be charged up to about 80% from near flat to 80% in around, let's say, 70 minutes.
How many? 17, did you say?
70, about 70.
So if I wanted to use it for long distance driving and there were the facilities for recharging and I could get myself a couple of hundred Ks, I would have to pause for about 70 minutes at some station to get a recharge.
Possibly, yes. So the current charging infrastructure is laid out along many of the main national routes.
Yeah.
So, being Joburg-based, we always think of the Durban trip. So between Johannesburg and Durban, there are several. There's out in Phillips, there's in Harrismith as well, and these are all DC chargers, which are your more powerful chargers. And that is going to take you 40 to 60 minutes to get backed up to nearly 100% charge, which will take you all the way back into Durban.
Do you have to pay for that? Are you charged for that? Pardon the pun.
Yes, that is. So as with anything, the better the service that you receive, the more you're going to pay for it.
So is it metered like a quantity of petrol? Is the electricity I consume actually metered?
Quite correct, yes. In the kilowatt hour.
Okay.
So, for the unit that you consume, the kilowatt hour that you consume, generally the most expensive, and this will come from your high-speed DC chargers, your direct current chargers, and these are really strong outputs and they charge the batteries really quickly. It's great for little splash and dash top-ups. In 10 minutes you can get, you know, nearly 100 kilometers worth of range. And those are going to cost you about R5.60 to R5.80. The thing is, it's not regulated. So if you happen to stop at a bed and breakfast that has an electrical charger, they can charge you whatever they want to. They can charge a premium for that service. It's not regulated at this current point in time. There is the base cost of the unit, that is naturally Eskom that's responsible for that. But then the intermediary, the supplier that is housing that charging station, they can charge whatever they want. They can charge a premium on that. But usually everybody's kept it fairly fair. The most expensive is going to be about, as I say, R5.60 or R5.70 a unit. And the cheaper ones are going to be around about R2 or R1, about R1.50 maybe.
I'm up against news, Chad, but I do need to ask one other question very briefly. These vehicles are brutally expensive at the moment, aren't they? What is the entry level pure electric vehicle going to cost me?
The cheapest that you're going to get is just over R700,000.
If wow.
If you serve me correctly. Yeah, they are still rather pricey, but so were cell phones and laptops in the early days of adoption. And it's largely the same. We need to keep that in mind. As the technology improves, ranges increase, they get smaller, they get more efficient, and naturally they become cheaper.
Thanks very much, Chad Luckoff, who is the motoring content creator and producer at Auto Trader South Africa.